with this potential deal, who stands to benefit more? Is it the citizens or is it the people who are invested in terms of development and economic contracts?
Public makes investments every single day in water, in sewer, in roads, in schools, in Legion Stadium, in the amphitheater, in parks, in cross-city trails, in our riverwalk. We make investments in our beaches with beach renourishment. We make those investments to make our communities better, to make them where people want to come here and move here. This is another part of that. Here we have an opportunity to create something in here that's safe, that's clean, that's part of what we are in Southeast North Carolina, which is tourism. And we think we have a good management team, one of the best management teams in the country. We know that we have one of the best baseball teams in the country that want to be here.
Can we afford this stadium right now? And is this the right time to be doing it?
We were fighting a war in Vietnam in the 1960s, but we put a man on the moon. And we invested billions of dollars to do that. And we were proud as Americans, and what we were able to accomplish because of that, we could have made the exact same argument in the 1960s and say, we're fighting a war in Vietnam, spending a tremendous amount of money. Why should we even go to the moon?
If you've just tuned in, I'm Sarah Wood from the WHQR newsroom, and I'm talking to Wilmington Mayor Bill Saffo about the prospect of bringing minor league baseball to the port city.
I think we live in a very competitive cycle in American history, not only with a world economy that we're dealing with, but also we're competing with other states for jobs and for industries and for companies. We're competing with other cities within our own state for those same resources and the same jobs. And I think that those communities that invest in their communities, invest in their cities, invest in their counties, invest in their school systems are going to be the ones that are going to get, they're going to benefit because of the investments that the citizens make. We may say no to this, but we still got to look for ways to grow our community, for it to continue to move forward. We're going to always attract people here because of our natural resources and our natural beauty here. There's no doubt about it. We're one of the most popular cities in the state of North Carolina. I know that we'll continue to always grow. And part of that is having a facility like this. Because, you know, I hear from a lot of young people, too, that for one reason or another choose not to come to Wilmington because they found a job in Raleigh or they found a job in Charlotte or they found a job in Durham. And, you know, they tell me a lot of times, I like Charlotte, I like this, and I want to know why. Because there's things to do, because I can go places, there's concerts, there's go out to this, I can do that. I'm not saying we don't have that here, because we do have a great art scene here, we have a great theater groups here, and we have a lot of things to do here. You know, this would also give us the opportunity to have other things too. So it's up to the citizens at the end of the day. It will be their decision, one way or the other.